Well, I remember some rather high-level bureaucrat from another department saying, "From our own correspondent? You mean a program with just chaps talking? I wouldn't like to be the third dispatch on a program like that." Later on, I took over the job, and I was very conscious of this business of voices, 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 and the need to introduce variety as much as possible. Maybe it's a sentimental approach, but I like to think the program still maintains a certain relaxed quality. The ones I've listened to, perhaps they're not absolutely typical, but they all seem to have that quality. But these people were given a very limited brief. They weren't supposed to initiate news. They were supposed to be a sort of backstop on the news we got from the agencies. And the FOC was a sort of way of going halfway to meet their desire to be have a bit more on air. I remember getting a message from Sir Ian Jacob, who was then Director General, saying, "You know, these correspondents are really very good chaps and we should use them more," which was rather difficult because you got all your news initially from agencies, news agencies, and you know, they where did the foreign correspondents come in? But gradually, gradually, they were encouraged to behave more like correspondents.